Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
On the inside that I can't keep to myself. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Welcome everybody to Wednesday night Bible study. As you know, your line is open tonight. Hallelujah. As we study the Bible so that we are renewing our minds daily. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
So you all let us pray right now. We give everybody a chance to get on here for Bible study. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time, Father God,
thank
that you allowed us, oh Lord, to come boldly to the throne of grace and receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, O God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we study your word
thank
tonight that you
will
open up the understanding of our spirit, O God, so that we can receive every word on tonight, O God, it will take root in us and manifest mind, body, soul, and spirit and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, O God. Lord, we pray for divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word. prayers so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask right now, come, Lord Jesus Christ, to take your rightful place on the throne
yes,
of our
Jesus.
Life right now. We give it to you for eternity. We ask you, hallelujah, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Every God, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right
Jesus,
now,
Lord,
according to Isaiah 60 and 2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion, doubt, and disbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, every fighting spirit, familiar spirit, sleeping spirit. We command every spirit operating on this line in us and in our home, outside of the Holy Spirit, to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, it is written in your word,
yes,
according to
you,
John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are your sheep. Hallelujah. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly. According to John chapter 10, we ask you to increase your anointing on us, oh God, to clearly hear and know your voice and that of that a strange voice. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. And we ask you this according to John 16 and 23 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God,
yes,
we thank you enough for yes, we thank you. Oh Father God, right now, hallelujah, here on Wednesday, a Bible study, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural. Oh, Lord, and open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, oh God, each of us,
yes,
oh God, Lord God, as we pray right now, oh God, that you would give us a clarity of vision, a clarity of sight, a clarity of thoughts, oh God, a clarity of mind, a clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Thank you for moving in our lives in a mighty way, Father God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ
yes,
over all
you,
that we pray for right now regarding Bible study and everyone that's on the line in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen,
yes,
amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody, once again to Bible study. Your lines are open so that we all can participate in Bible study. So that way, if you have any questions or comments, we'll be happy to answer those questions and comments accordingly in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And guys, if there's anything that I don't know, my husband may not know, I'm not going to play guessing games with you. I will let you know I don't know that. Let me research it more so that we can get the correct answer. Amen. I don't call myself a knower to say that I know everything. Amen. I'm still learning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray I never stop learning. Amen. We should always be in the mindset of learning and being able to receive. Amen. And having a teachable spirit. Amen. So God bless everyone here in Bible study this Wednesday. We know you could be anywhere else, but you decided to be here with us at the Gospel Public Ministry. So God bless everyone. Hallelujah.
Yes.
One more time, we are trusting God to do all that God say He will do for us. We stand on His promises. Amen. And we just have to be in the mindset of expecting God to do it. I know God to be a God that delivers. Amen. So you all tonight.
Amen.
Remember, you all, that your line is open. So if you have any background things that are going on, just mute the call so we don't pick up everything in the background. Amen. Amen. If you are one of those people that's normally hollering at people in your house, please mute your call. We don't want you to accidentally say something. Hallelujah. And we hear it all. You know, it's how we forget. So if you can put your call on mute. Amen. It's always good to laugh, everybody. Okay, we can get back up again. We all fall short of glory, but we can get back up. Hallelujah. It is God that gives us strength to be able to get back up again and get in position and keep on marching. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You all participants, let's be able to come into agreement on tonight. Amen. So you all today, we're still talking about deliverance and warfare. You know, this is the life that we live. We're going to always have to be delivered daily, you know, renewing our minds daily, being delivered from whatever that plagued our minds the day before, whatever we lived through that night, you know, whatever we laid our eyes to, whatever we allowed ourselves to listen to, and being delivered from that in spiritual warfare is everything that's going on around us, so many things that are happening in this world. And then we're connecting you all because we're spirit, you know. We're spirit being having a human experience, amen. And so we're still talking about deliverance, but today we're going to talk about, you know, healing through deliverance and what does that look like, and, you know, and even as ministers, because we're all, we've all been called to minister, but we're not all called to be preachers or be a pastor in the pulpit, but we're all called to minister to one another, amen. Mama, what you doing? I hear you. Mama. Sister Dillard. Sister Dillard.
You don't hear me. I was muted.
That was you? I thought that was you I heard.
No.
Okay, okay.
I'm mute. I got a bunch of tears in here. I'm mute. All right.
Okay, you muted. Okay, okay. I heard somebody. I thought it was you, Mama. I thought it was you. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right. So anyway, you all, so we're talking about, you know, healing through the deliverance. And just a little bit more, we're going to go a little bit deeper tonight about, you know, deliverance and what that look like. When we look in the book of Luke, so we're going to start in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 11. And I think I'm getting somebody's feedback on the line. I don't know if you all can hear it. It sounds like maybe you have us on a speaker or headset, and it's giving us a lot of feedback, like water and movement. So if you can mute your call until you're ready to ask a question or give a comment. That would help all of us. Matter of fact, I'm going to take mine off. So if you have your phone like on the speaker and you're moving around, we're just getting feedback, and it makes my line give a lot of feedback. So we just want to make sure that everybody can hear. And I'm still getting it. I don't know. Kim, can you hear it? Pastor Manny, can you hear that feedback? Okay. So what
I'm
going to do, everyone.
My phone on mute.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to silence everybody's mic at this time, and then we get ready for questions or comments. I'm going to keep Pastor Manny's mic open, and then when we get ready for comments, then I will open back up the line so you all can either make comments or ask any questions, okay? All righty, so that way everybody can hear. All right, here we go. All right, that's better. Amen. All right, so y'all, we're starting in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 11. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 11. Luke chapter 9, verse 11. Amen. So the Bible says, you all, I'm actually going to start at 10 and go to 11. The Bible says, and the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. So in verse 11 says, but when the multitude knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. Amen. So you are going through deliverance ourselves. We help will help us minister deliverance to others. So without being set free ourselves, we are hindered in ministering to others. So the things in our lives that are not dealt with, you all, will prevent us from assisting others. Deliverance workers need to keep themselves clean. And I said this to my ministers on the roster, to my husband, myself, is that our hands have to be clean before we can minister to anyone. You need to be clean yourself, because you may be thinking, oh, I'm praying for people, but your hands are dirty, so there's a transfer of spirits. So you need to make sure that you are clean, whoever you are, and you're delivering somebody or you're praying with someone, making sure that you are clean. So when we are free, you all, we are in a much better position to free others. So bondages in our own lives will limit our ability to help others. Just imagine this is Harriet Tubman. How was she going to help free someone if she wasn't free? Amen? If she was in bondage. I'm just giving an example. See, Samson is an example of this, y'all. He was a powerful deliverer, but he did not deal with the bondages in his own life. He ended up in captivity himself. So without dealing with the bondages in your life, you can find yourself becoming judgmental of others in bondage. You can end up being hypocritical and wanting to deal with the bondage of in others, but not dealing with your own bondages. Amen? Amen? And just a little bit more detail about the scripture in 11. Here Jesus, we know Jesus tried to slip away quietly from the crowd, but they found out where he was going and followed him. So instead of showing impatience at this interruption, y'all, Jesus welcomed the people and ministered to their needs. And we as pastors and minister call even though we may have other things going on, we should be able to assist people in their needs right where they are. So the question is here is, how do you see people in who interrupt your schedule, or do you see them as a nuisance or as a reason for your life in ministry? Amen. So you are, the kingdom of God was a focal point of Jesus' teaching. He explained that it was not just a future kingdom. It was among them, inviting him, the Messiah. So even though the kingdom will not be complete until Jesus comes again in glory, we don't have to wait to taste it, you all. The kingdom of God begins in the hearts of those who believe in Jesus. It is present with us today, as it was with the Judeans almost over 20,000 years ago. So you all, and as we're talking about here, you know, healing through deliverance, you being, we have a deliverance ministry here with the Gospel Public Ministries, and those that are ministers on the roster, making sure that our hands are clean, and then those who are being delivered, and when you learn how to do self-deliverance to be able to deliver someone else because you've been delivered, making sure your hands are clean, and when people come, you don't push them to the side and say, not right now, I don't have time, I got this to do. You've been called, this is what you've been called to do. And then let people wait. You have to meet them right where they are and deliver right where they are. You don't put them on the schedule. We'll be back with you next week. And right then and right there, do we go ahead and take care of the needs of the people. Amen. And that's what we've been called to do. Amen. So if you look at yourself, do you see people who interrupt your schedule as a nuisance or as a reason for your life in ministry? So we all have a ministry. You know, we all have a ministry. What are you compassionate about? You know, some of us children, some of us, you know, it may be hospitality. You're ministering in hospitality. My husband is good. Hospitality, I'm telling you, I give him a 10 on the scale of 1 to 10. I give him a 10. And if I could tip the scale, I would look really good in hospitality. So you all make sure that we're open to receiving, you know, God's people. We are all part of one body, amen, because you never know when that person has to turn around to be able to help you. You never know. You may not need it today, but it doesn't mean tomorrow that you don't need it, amen. So the Bible says in Matthew, we're going to go over to Matthew 7 and 5, Matthew chapter 7, verse 5, you all. And let me know if I'm moving too fast. Let me know if I'm moving too fast. Amen. I don't want to go too fast. I want to make sure we're all getting it tonight because I can get a little excited. So, Pastor, let me know if I'm moving too fast. I will slow down. All right. So, and the book of Matthew, you all, if you just now entered the Bible study, which I did. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor.
No, I said, no, you're doing great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, I just see some are just getting off of Bible study. So I just want to let you know what we're talking about tonight is we're talking about deliverance and healing through deliverance. You all, if you're just now coming into Bible study, I thank God for you. Amen. So in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 5, you all, the Bible says, hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then will you see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. We've heard this so many times in about, you know, people speak this so many times about being a hypocrite. You know, you're so quick to go and tell somebody about their life, but your eye is full. Your life is full of the same mess and drama. So the Bible says, let's remove that that's in yours first. Now you can see clearly to help someone else. So my question is, could this be a reference to self-deliverance? Could this be that? See, I believe it is, you all. We must do the important work of first being set free from the kingdom of darkness so that we can then fulfill the call to bring others into the kingdom, amen, and help set them free from Satan's captivity. So this is, in many ways, you all, is the ministry of reconciliation. When we look in the book of the Second Chronicles, you all, Second Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11 through 21, for reference, it is our call as believers to bridge the gap between God and those who are far off, to help them get free from those things that keep them at a distance from God, that keep them from experiencing all the blessings of God. This is the merciful and compassionate work of deliverance. Amen. So all of us are anointed and called to lead people out of captivity and to the safety, hallelujah, of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know you all have you all your mic silence right now. I'm going to open it for just one minute here in case you have any questions regarding the scripture right now that we're talking about. If you go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 through 21. The Bible talks about it here in 11 and 21. The Bible says, again, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 through 21. It says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your conscience. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. Verse 13 says, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. Verse 14 says, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Verse 15 says, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Verse 16 says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 says, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, amen, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation, amen. Verse 20 says, and now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, amen. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 21 says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I want you to understand something. For those who boast in appearance and not in heart are the false preachers, you all, who were concerned only about getting ahead in this world. They were preaching the gospel for money and popularity, while Apostle Paul and his companions were preaching out of a concern for eternity. So you can identify false preachers by finding out what really motivates them. If they are more concerned about themselves than about Christ, avoid them and their message at all costs. Amen? See, everything that Apostle Paul and his companions did was to honor God. Christ's love controlled their lives. Make sure that Christ's love is controlling your life, not money, not position, not popularity, not fame or fortune, but the love of Christ. Amen? Because Christ died for us. We also are dead for our old lives. Amen? Don't let the enemy talk to you. I am who I am. I am, I am my name, this and that. But no, you're a new creation in Christ. You're not the same Dorsey. You're not the same Tawanika. You're not the same Kimberly. You're not the same Darvina. You're not the same Carol or Kathy or Helen. You're not the same Sharon. You're not the same Connie. You're not the same Alicia. You're not the same Jordan. You're not the same Jayla. You're not the same Janelle. You're not the same Andre. You're not the same. We are new creations. So we should no longer live to please ourselves. We should spend our lives pleasing Christ, who died for us and rose from the grave. Amen. So we as Christians, y'all, we're brand new people on the inside. So now that when we do deliverance and we go and we deliver someone else, because we've been delivered by the word of God, we are clean and we're operating in the newness. We're not operating in the old, amen, and we know how to go about, hallelujah, and operating in the manner of Christ, amen. The Holy Spirit gives us, you all, new life, and then we are not the same anymore. And you got to decree that and declare it over your life, even when the enemy is speaking to you or anyone else is speaking that the enemy is using. You decree and declare, hallelujah, that I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. So we are not reformed, rehabilitated, or reeducated. We are recreated. Amen. We're new creations, living in vital union with Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you all. I hope you all are getting something from Bible study tonight. So what I'm going to do is just open up your lines here. If you have any comments or questions, if not, just say amen. I think I know almost everybody on the call today in Bible study. So once I call your name, you just say amen or either the last four digits of your phone number. If you have any questions, just please do so or comments at that time. I'd be happy to answer any questions, receive any comments. Because don't be afraid to ask a question, you all, because there may be someone on the line that's wishing you ask that question. They may not know how to articulate the question, but please do so. Amen. No question is a dumb question. Please don't think that nobody's here to judge. We're here to help and to grow in Christ more so we can walk the walk and live the life that God has called us to live. Amen. So I have everybody lines open at this time, and I'll call your name, even the last four digits of your phone number, and you can decide. You can just say amen. If you get silent, I know you don't want to speak, I'll go to the next person. All right. Let me go with Sister Dillard first. I don't know. Sister Dillard, you have your line open?
Plug in your Chromebook before you go to bed so you can be fully charged for tomorrow.
Somebody is speaking. Okay, is that
somebody
you, Mama?
Else got their line
okay. Okay. All right, I silenced your line already. All right, Sister Relford, Evangelist Kimberly Relford.
Yes, hello. Okay, God bless you. I'll give it on to God and to the pastors. I like when you were starting out when you was talking about, you know, keeping your hands clean, so, you know, transfer mm-hmm. spirits and everything. And it just, you know, really reminds us that when we're called to be ministers, we have to be mindful of the way we act, we carry ourselves, the things we say and do, because, you know, that it transfers, you know. Even if, like, a person is doing things and they might not even think that nobody know it, but God knows it, and he has a way of revealing things. And so we need to make sure that we're doing those things to please God at all times, even when our flesh wants to rise up. So I really
that's
receive
right.
that, and I thank you for it, because that's my thing right now. I'm working on self-control, you know, not being the old Kim. Like you say, all things have come new. So I can speak for me. I'm working on me because I know that this call is serious, so I can't do anything or do the things that I did in my flesh once upon a time. So thank you for the lesson so far. I'm really gleaning from it, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for the comment on tonight. One, we need to understand this, you all, is that when we're operating outside of the will of God, we open ourselves up for the enemy to operate in our life. So you're crying out to God, and some people think that God can't see what you're doing. You know, God knows all. You can't lie to God. You can lie to yourself. You can lie to others, but you can't lie to God. But when you're doing things outside of the will of God, it allows the enemy, gives the enemy legal right to operate in your life. So you'll find yourself crying and praying and fasting and nothing's happening because some things that you are still allowing to happen in your life. But you're saying, my body wants this, and you go out and you do that, whether it's sex or drinking, a little bit of this, you're allowing the enemy to come in and operate. If you got a cussing spirit on you, you got to be delivered from that cussing spirit. You can't go praying for other people and speaking in tongues and then cussing somebody out the next minute. You're transferring that cussing spirit. It's a lot of things we got to be careful with as a transfer of spirits. Amen. Because you have a calling on your life, but at the same time, you're allowing the enemy to use you and operate in your life because you've opened up these doors. Then you go pray and God closed this door that the enemy is operating in, but then you go right back and open up that same door. You're operating with the door wide open for the enemy to come in. Amen. So, yes, definitely, God bless. I just have to be helping, you know, with tonight. You know, even as pastors, as ministers, as prophets and prophetess and evangelists and apostles that are dealing with so much, you know, preachers and teachers, because their hands are dirty and there's a transfer of spirits in the church because their head is not clean. Their head is operating disconnected. So, as we know, if the head is not connected to God, then the whole body will, if the head is not connected to the body, amen, the body will fall. So if the head is disconnected from God, which is the pastor, disconnected from the will of God and his way, and he's preaching and transferring spirit, the body is going to crumble. You're going to have people dealing with confused and depression and, you know, just doing all kinds of stuff. And we have allowed so many things to go on and operate in our lives, and we just accepted it and said, well, God knows my heart. That is the thing. God does know your heart. And that's why you see people God is using, and you say, you, in your mind, they're not qualified, but God knows their heart, and God has qualified them by their heart. you know, the kind of heart that they're operating with. And you look clean on the outside, but your hands are so dirty. And what's on the inside, it's not saying one particular person, but what's on the inside is dirty, though you look clean on the outside. But God knows, make sure you all that we're operating with clean hands. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line here. Pastor Manning, go ahead, and then we'll go on to Sister Connie after you.
Amen. Thank you. This is definitely a great Bible study lesson tonight about being delivered. You know, one question that I do want to ask is, why do Christians keep on doing and keep on saying the same things that they were saying and the same thing they was doing before they got saved? You know, and this is in the Bible. You know, the Bible actually tells us about this since we're on the subject of deliverance. It tells us, you know, over here in Romans chapter 12 and 2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you ever wondered, okay, well, you know, I know I've already, you know, accepted Jesus Christ into my life, you know, as my Lord and my personal Lord and Savior, and I'm reading the word of God, and I'm praying, you know, early in the morning or late at night, you know, but have you really allowed the word of God, I'm talking about the word of grace, to actually change these things that are about you, that cussing spirit that's inside of you, that depression, that depressing mind that's inside, that anger that's inside of you. See, this does not come by the laying on of hands. This doesn't come by fasting. This doesn't come by, you know, just reading the word. You know, being delivered, what that really means is that you have to change your mind. And the way you change your mind is that you have to allow the word of grace to change your mind. This is how you're being delivered. And this is a lifestyle. This is an everyday lifestyle. This does not happen overnight or one or two times. Go ahead, Pastor.
Let me say something about that, what you're saying, because we talked about that last week in Bible study. It's all about, it boils down to one thing, self-control. Self-control, that's how we stay delivered and set free, is first of all, we have to have self-control, and we have to exercise it, and we got to practice that daily, and that's how we stay in a place of being delivered, by having self-control. If you don't have self-control, you cannot stay delivered and set free, and that's why so many Christians are steady dealing with the same thing over and over and praying the same prayer, because they have not decided to be in control of themselves. Or ourselves.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Okay.
This is daily. Amen. This is daily.
Amen.
Amen. Every single day. And you know whatever problem that it is that you're dealing with. You know, you don't want to get to heaven and then, you know, God say to you, my good and faithful servant, job incomplete, because you have not let grace, the word of grace, the gospel of grace, change you or being transformed. Amen, everyone. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. So at this time, Sister Connie, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I received everything. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. All right, Evangelist Darvina, what about you, sister?
Amen.
Evangelist Darvina? Amen.
Can you hear me now?
Amen. I heard you. Amen. Thank you. All righty. Grandmother Helen, what about you? Welcome. Amen. All righty. Marlisha, what about you, sister? Any comments or questions?
Amen. I received the word. I needed to hear that, you know, word, you know, tonight, you know, being new. And I know that sometimes I struggle with, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, you like your mom or, you know, you like your dad, or sometimes you have other generational ways within you that, you know, you try to be free from, you know. And sometimes I do find myself feeling defeated, because sometimes I do see my mom, you know, in me. And she's still at the same place. So even today, you know, And she goes to church on a regular, you know, and I've been asking God, you know, I don't want to be religious, you know, feeling
right.
like, well, just because I go to Bible, or, you know, I want to truly, you know, walk in salvation, you know. So
yeah.
It really helped me a lot. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being transparent. You have someone tonight on the call. Amen, you all. You know, because that's one thing, you know, religiously going to church but not getting changed and not having no power, but just showing up thinking, oh, I'm doing something good, so I'm saved. No, it doesn't work like that. Because one thing, we know the word of God, and when you accept Jesus Christ in your life, truly receive, you receive change. You don't continue to operate the same way. So you got to ask yourself, have I truly received Christ as my Lord and Savior? Because I'm steady doing the same thing, saying the same thing, though I'm going to the church, there's no power. So then again, you got to ask yourself, who is the head? Who am I following to? Because if there's no change, there's no power in there, and what kind of spirit is operating in that building that you're having church in? So you got to ask yourself, too, when you're going to a place, is this God's church, and are these God's people? Because, and I tell people all the time, every building that you see that has "In God We Trust" or the Church of Christ is not God's church. It's the enemy who is deceptive in all his ways. He's the prince of lies. So we have to understand that. We studied that a few months ago about the two kingdoms. We've talked about pulling down strongholds, knowing that Satan is operating, hallelujah, with the same way of the kingdom of God, because he once was part of the kingdom. That's like me working for you, Pastor Dorsey, working for you and seeing how you do things, and I go identical to what you're doing, and I change the name of the company with one letter. Instead of using a C, I use an S. And so people are drawn in, and I'm operating the same as if I'm legal, but I'm operating illegally, you know, in on the kingdom of Satan. He has pastors and prophets and apostles that are operating, and they were operating with a familiar spirit. Understand, everybody's operating with some kind of spirit. Make sure it's the Holy Spirit of the living God that's operating in, you know. And when you see that, get away from it as soon as possible. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, Marlicia, for that, Sister Marlicia. Amen. Amen. God bless. Amen. Sister Mackie. Hey, Sister Mackie, go ahead. Do you have any questions or comments?
Amen. Hallelujah. And that, Kim, you said it, and I received it. Oh, sure did.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I know, Cousin Angie, you just got on the line, so I won't open up your mic. I'm going to just say you pop in here. And so we're talking about deliverance, you know, and how important deliverance is, and that we'll deliver before we try to deliver somebody else. Before we sort, I'm going to go over here and pray for you and deliver you, and I'm dealing with the same thing. I'm praying for you in depression. I'm praying for your anxiety, and here I am full of anxiety, full of depression, full, you know, I'm full of it. But here I go trying to deliver you, and I'm not even delivered from anything. I want to pray for your alcoholism and your drug problem, and I'm full of it myself. I'm trying to pray for your lustful and perverted spirit, and here I am. I'm just full of it myself, you know. And so, you know, and that's what we're talking about, being delivered and set free before we can actually go out and help someone. You know, you got to make sure that you help yourself out of that situation before you start looking at somebody else's situation. You got to look at your own. As my husband said today while we were ministering, that clean up your own house before you go out and try to clean up somebody else's house. Amen? So, you all, let's talk a little bit about compassion here. One key to being able to effectively minister healing and deliverance is having a heart of compassion. You got to have a heart of compassion. You got to have the love. Jesus came to reveal the compassionate heart of the Father. Compassion, you all, is a feeling of distress and pity for the suffering or misfortune of another. So often including the desire to alleviate the person's suffering. So when you have compassion and mercy on someone, you are willing to help them. Amen? You use your strength and power to help someone who is less fortunate, in need, and can't do it on their own. In the Bible, your bowels or inward parts are connected to compassion.
So 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 says, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Amen. So this means compassion is a deep and powerful force that controls how you interact with another person. So your compassion for someone drives you or motivates you from the inside out to act on their behalf. So when that deep emotion or feeling for others is shut off, you all, you won't feel moved to do anything for them, you all. So your inward parts are the center of your motivations for most of what you do. So we often need deliverance in this area, the bowels, the inward parts. In 1 John 3 and 17, the Bible is essentially asking, how can the love of God live in a person who is not moved to help someone in need? So it is not possible because compassion and mercy are central to God's character. God is not just willing to help you. God is moved to help you. Amen. His mercy and compassion compel him to come to your rescue and deliver you. So the compassion, you all, of the Lord is what turns captivity. Amen. Deuteronomy 30, chapter 3 says, the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations, bringing you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. And as we discuss, you all, in the beginning here, you all, God sent his son Jesus to bring a new covenant. If you've been here in Bible study with us the last month, we were discussing about the new covenant of mercy and compassion to minister to the needs, you all, of his people, to save them and give them rest from their enemies. So Jesus was moved, you all, with compassion as he ministered healing and deliverance. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and they were scattered like sheep having no shepherd and with no compassion for them because they were weak. So y'all, having compassion for them, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 36, the Bible says this consistently about Jesus being moved with compassion when people came to him in need of healing or deliverance from the demonic spirit. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude. It says it in Matthew 14:14, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. So Jesus opened you out of the eyes of the blind through compassion. We see this in the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, which talks about this. Jesus cleansed the leper through compassion. See, the father brought his demonized child. You all, you know the scripture in the book of Luke chapter 7, 12 through 15. Jesus raised a child, you all, from the dead because of compassion. Mark chapter 9, verse 21 to 23. The father brought his demonized child to Jesus for healing, and Jesus delivered his child through compassion. When we look in the book of Luke, I'm sorry, y'all, I want to confuse y'all. Luke chapter 7, verse 12 to 15, Jesus raised the child from the dead because of compassion and restored the son to his mother. Amen. Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the condition of the lost sheep of his house of Israel, according to Matthew 9 and chapter 9, verse 36. So this is the ministry that Jesus left to us. He laid upon us the mantle of compassion to see people healed, delivered, and set free. In the name of Hallelujah, in my name, the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 through 18, says, in my name, he said, they will cast out demons, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So as we do this work, you all, our driving force and power will be a heart of compassion, one that is a reflection of God and his son, Jesus. Miracles come out, you all understand this, miracles come out of compassion and mercy. We should be operating with compassion and mercy. God didn't just feel sorry for us. That's not compassion. God was moved by his mercy and did something about our situation. Amen. There is a difference between feeling sorry for someone and having mercy on someone. So you can feel sorry for somebody and don't do anything. See, man, and that's messed up. And see, I really feel sorry for them that don't. But you, hallelujah, but you don't want to get involved. Some people don't want to get involved. I'm not going to get involved with that. That's not how God works you out. God got all the way involved in our mess. All way involved in our mess. So when he saw his covenant people, the seed of Abraham, sick, bound, demonized, torn, broken, and controlled, you all, by religious leaders and taking advantage of the covenant nature of God, came into manifestation on behalf of the children of his covenant from covenant of friend Abraham. Amen. God was moved to do something about their situation. So the ministry, you all, of healing and deliverance will stir your compassion. Deliverance is, you are a ministry of compassion. You will be moved to act on behalf of those who are oppressed by the devil. Do you have that kind of compassion, you all? Do you have that kind of compassion? So what I'm going to do right here, you all, is that I'm going to open up the lines again if you have any comments or questions. You all, we have about 15 minutes left here in Bible study, and I want to take this time out for any questions or comments, starting with Pastor Manning, and then we'll go down the line. Amen?
Amen.
Any questions or comments, Pastor Manning?
Oh, no, I'm just saying amen. I think you got it going right here. It's pretty good.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. All right, Evangelist Kimberly Ruffer, any questions or comments?
None.
Okay. All righty. Sister Connie, any questions or comments?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much. Amen.
All right. Amen. All right, Evangelist Darvina Dudley, any questions or comments?
No, may I receive it. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Dillard, Mom, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't. I had so much distraction around here. I barely heard the sermon. I mean, the Bible study.
Okay. I'll go over. The good thing about this, Mom, is archive, and you can always go back and listen to it so you can
hear
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
That's for anybody. If it's something that you didn't catch, like scriptures or readings tonight, you can always go back and these Bible studies are archived. So that means they're recorded and you can go back. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Preacher and the Pastor, and you just click on, you know, today's Bible study, and you can catch up. If you came in late, or if I was moving a little too fast for you, you just want to go back over it, you can go online and you can listen to it again. Amen. Amen. All right, then. Sister Marlisha Carter, do you have any questions or comments?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right, then. Sister Mackey, any questions or comments?
No, I'm good.
All right, God bless you. All right, Angela, God bless you. Welcome, Sister Green. You have any questions or comments?
No, amen. Thank you. Thank you. No,
God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Amen. All right, you all. So, like I said, I won't bog you down with too much information. Amen, tonight. And we'll pick up, and, you know, next week on Wednesday, we're going to talk a little bit about the virtue when it comes down to healing and deliverance. Amen. So we'll pick back up here on next Wednesday. Tomorrow night we have our midweek service. Hallelujah. With Pastor Doris, amen, and myself will be preaching a kind of like a tag team. We love doing that. It gives everybody an opportunity to receive from both as God is ministering to both of us and using us mighty. So I thank God for that. I thank God for you all here tonight in Bible study. If you have any questions after going back over after tonight, please write down any questions or comments you all may have for next Wednesday and get those over to us.
and we'd be happy to take a look at them and be able to answer any questions you all may have or any prayer points you all may need to pray that you realize, you know what, I really need to be delivered from that thing. I really need to know how to pray that prayer and be delivered and be set free and begin to operate in self-control, you all. That's how you stay delivered, to, you know, have self-control. Amen. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray, you all, as we get ready to leave Bible study on tonight. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for one more time as we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Just to say thank you, Father God, for your word on tonight, Lord God. Lord, let it all be delivered and set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us to operate with a clean mind, clean conscience, oh God, clean hands, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we can be delivered, oh God, that we can deliver our brothers and sisters, hallelujah, that they will not continue to operate and live in bondage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for sending your son, Jesus Christ, that has set us free, that we are free in indeed, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as we leave this call, whenever your presence, Lord, I ask that you touch every heart and mind, Lord God, bless every home, Lord God, all that's on the call, Lord God, all that they're concerned about and love, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, I ask, Lord God, that peace come and be still in the heart of your children, oh God. Let us not go weary and well-doing, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God, to live the life and walk that you called us to walk, Lord God, leading us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help us, oh God, to be moved with compassion, Lord God, for your people, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, operating with a heart of love, hallelujah, to reach out, Father God, to help those that are in need, oh God. Oh, Lord, send those, hallelujah, oh, Lord, it's us, oh God, send those that are willing to go, Lord God, to your children, oh God, oh, Lord, to help them to be delivered and set free, that we will not, we declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name, that we will not operate in bondage anymore, that we are set free and we're free indeed. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask on tonight as we sleep, Father God. Lord, we ask for that you will bless all with sweet dreams and a peaceful sleep. Lord, we pray for restoration. Oh God, that you will send your angel of restoration to minister to your children on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bringing healing, oh God, to our bodies and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we learned on today. On tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the reader, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You amen. All have a good, amen. Blessed night. And the Lord, and you all have sweet dreams tonight. Pastor, I don't know if you wanted to say anything before we close out here.
Just God bless, and I want to say the same thing. You know, have a blessed evening tonight.
Amen. Amen. We love you right where you are, everybody, right where you are. A lot of people feel like I got to get cleaned up. I got to get myself right. No, 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 no. We're going to love you right,
where,
right
you
are, where you
are,
and we're going to help
That's
you,
right.
and we're going to help you get to where God wants you to be. Amen. Right where you are. You ain't got to clean yourself up. You ain't got to do nothing right here, right now. You ain't got to do nothing to come on in. Just come on in and let us help you. Let us love on you. Let us show you the way. Hallelujah. As we're led by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. God bless you all. God keep you. We can't wait to hear from you all on tomorrow and see you in midweek service. God bless you all. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it, but receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all have a blessed night in the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.